the Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Well, I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of Decadent.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of this Tuesday happy hour. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789. I'm going to go to the phones briefly. But Crudy, I got to throw this one out. This was from yesterday, and we didn't get to it yesterday. And all these other little meaningless crimes. And when you talk about seditious conspiracy and insurrection and rebellion against the government, and you know the support by many of one of the two major political parties, the GOP, and the at least the behind the scenes consternation by some of the leadership there. I want to just throw this one out there. The headline from CNBC: Judge orders Cushman in Wakefield to comply with Trump property subpoenas for the New York Attorney General probe. Now, this is the same judge who held Trump in contempt. This one dropped after that. A release from on CNBC. The news release noted that, quote, Cushman issued multiple appraisals of 40 Wall Street in downtown Manhattan, including three appraisals issued to Capital One Bank between 2010 and 2012, valuing the Trump Organization's interest in the property between $200 and $220 million. Then in 2015, 3 years later, the same Cushman team prepared another appraisal on the property for Ladder Capital Financial, LLC, this time valuing the building at $550 million.
Wow, that's some appreciation.
Right? So the company has apparently been, you know, resisting turning over any documents, and the judge, I think, gave till like May 27th to release those documents. So we will see appraisals from Cushman and Wakefield, and I believe maybe one of the brothers, there's some tie to the Trump family as an executive there as well. But you know, stay tuned.
Don't get lost in the wonky weeds, man. Stay with the J6. That's where the real meat's on the bone.
Come on, you go from $200 million to $550 million. I mean, so you more than double the property in 3 years.
It's the art of the deal, Dom.
Is that what it is? Is that you sure?
I also have some breaking news to share with the audience.
All right, go ahead.
Actress Shailene Woodley apparently done with Aaron Rodgers again. They had reunited briefly.
Oh, no.
And now she apparently has scrap plans to get back with Aaron Rodgers. And so like yourself, Dom,
single,
I find Aaron Rodgers a little hard to love. You know, he's a liar. He lies.
I don't lie.
I didn't say you lied. I said he's hard to love, like you, but he's hard to love.
But if he's hard to love because he lies, why am I hard to love? I don't lie.
Well, I have a type, and it's not short and hairy. 844-967-2789. You know, if it's Packer news, it's always important.
Of course.
Are we getting together for the NFL draft this weekend?
I mean, Saturday, man, Milwaukee. Come on down. We're gonna hang out downtown. Yeah.
So. We have very complex, non-specific plans to get together.
Yes, Saturday is the day.
We picked a day.
There is a day. Excellent. I will be there.
I'm glad there. You spearheaded this project.
Yeah, I mean.
844-967-2789. Pizza Box, our pal. How you doing, man?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, maybe she saw him at the basketball game with some chick the other night. I don't know who that was, but that wasn't his girlfriend.
Oh, you mean Aaron Rodgers?
He was courtside of the Bucks game. I didn't see who he was with, Mike, but, you know, oh well.
Yeah, it wasn't her, so I guess I'm not surprised.
Maybe that's got something to do with it? Is that what you're suggesting?
Maybe she watched the game. I don't know.
You know, if you're going to be stepping out with the mistress, maybe don't get courtsides. Maybe nosebleeds.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a suite. You can, you know, get the private bathroom, so some private time. Come on.
Yeah, and maybe he should, you know, take his 1% of the team and stay home, because every time he shows up, they lose. I mean, what the hell is that? Hey, by the way, did you hear the red wave?
I don't know about
the red
that,
wave
man.
Is coming. The red wave is coming.
I heard.
What I want to know next time, I would like to find out what exactly is involved in this red wave and how we're all going to benefit from them. Maybe CJ could explain that next time. By the way,
No. There's no benefits. See, it's just you're going to get trolled really bad if the Republicans, you know, gain some sort of majority. That's all. It's all the promising. It's just promising you heartache, pizza box.
Well, I've been listening to you guys, and now while I'm muting out Happy Days, and they're at the beach, and I'm telling you, I didn't realize that Fonzie shaved his leg for this show.
Are you telling us we're jumping the shark here, Pizza Box?
I don't know, but I had my picture taken with the Fonz down there in Milwaukee. I haven't been there for a while. I have to stop in and say hi to Dom one of these days.
The bronze Fonz. Yeah, man, you're welcome anytime. Just hit me up, man. I'll always meet you out.
All right, later, boys.
All right, man.
Cool, man.
844-967-2789. Looking for a wingman, Dom. Annie from Watertown, you can be our wing person. Welcome, Annie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Annie.
Well, last week, somebody broke into my house. They knocked the door down, broke all the windows, scared the crap out of all of us, assaulted my husband, and it turns out they just wanted to take selfies. I guess no problem.
Yeah. Oh, you had me going for a second, Annie. I was like, oh, that sounds terrible. But, you know, they're just trying to advertise their real estate firm.
Yeah.
That's kind of clever, Annie. That's a little smarter than anything Dom said in weeks.
Yeah, but if they didn't crap all over the walls, Annie, it's really not – they didn't try hard enough.
The first thing that came to mind when that guy said that, I mean, like, give me a break.
Yeah, no.
They were acting a little less than touristy, as Ron Johnson might describe them, Annie.
Annie, they didn't stay in between the velvet ropes.
Weren't being good house guests.
Yeah, right. Just after we took the selfies, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Annie, I can understand, you know,
those
the assault
the
of your
writers.
Husband and the breaking of the windows and the trashing of your house, but what about Black Lives Matter? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, maybe some of them. Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, we can't talk about that. I mean, let's talk about something else. I mean, if people rise up against the, you know, unarmed the slaying of unarmed black men in this country, well, that's a big problem. But, you know, let's talk about the border, Annie. And what about inflation, Annie? Aren't you concerned about, you know, the cost of coffee?
It's not so much all that. It's based. I think more than anything, it's just resenting others. I mean, they've been thrown into this because somebody else is getting a better deal. They've been screwed, and that's what's motivating them.
You said it, Annie. Well yeah. said. You know, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I think probably Shailene Woodley, the actress that dumped Aaron Rodgers, it's because she only gets satisfied like once a decade. I mean, he gets you close, but he never quite satisfies you, does he?
Never really, really closes the deal. You got to do that on your own time, I guess.
It's our time round here. Dominic, thank you. Thank you, Evan. Finnegan, admirably. Someone honking. They're either, you know, trying to part or they're saying hi.
They're saying hi.
Want to thank you, Evan. My fine guest, Matt Flynn. Don't forget, big show tomorrow. Al Franken. And Charles Franklin, humor and polling, and Dom.